entsetze dich, Natur. Natur, entsetze dich, entsetze dich. Entsetze dich, Natur. Natur, entsetze dich.
Es muss dir anders werden.
Natur, entsetze dich.
Es muss dir anders werden.
Entsetze dich, Natur!
Ihr Geist wird Fleisch und Blut.
Das Liebe, Jesu Land
ist Fleisch von deinem Fleisch.
Fleisch von meinem Bein.
Entsetze dich, Natur!
Das Liebe,
entsetze dich,
Thank you.
Come, 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 come Liebste, You were just listening to music of German composer Johann Rosenmüller, who lived from around 1619 until 1684. That was a complete performance of his History of the Nativity. In our performance, you heard members of Cantus Körn along with Concerto Palatino. Konrad Junghänel was the conductor. Once again, that was music of Johann Rosenmüller. Well, before we go to the scheduled part of Classical Discoveries, I began a bit prematurely, about a quarter to seven this morning. But before we get to the actual scheduled part, we listen to a brief selection of English composer William Byrd. He lived from around 1540 until 1623, and we listen now to his very beautiful setting of Omnia Mysterium, as performed by Ars Nova Copenhagen, conducted by Paul Hillier. That was music of English composer William Byrd, and you were listening to his setting of Omnia Mysterium as performed by Ars Nova Copenhagen. Paul Hillier was the conductor, a Harmonia Mundi compact disc titled The Christmas Story. Once again, that was music of William Byrd. You were just listening to a pair of selections. We began with Audite Gentes et Exultate, a composition of Polish composer Marcin Mielczewski, and that was followed by a selection titled Puer Natus in Bethlehem by Paul Esterházy, who was the first great musician to emerge from the Hungarian noble family, known for its support of the arts. In our performance of the Esterházy work, you heard soprano Maria Zadori, along with members of Capella Saveria, conducted by Paul Nemeth, music of Paul Esterházy. But we are going to move back to Poland and to the music of Marcin Mielczewski, who died in 1651. Unfortunately, we don't know when he was born. Mielczewski was a composer at the Warsaw Royal Chapel, and we are going to listen to the setting of the Magnificat as performed by Muzykę Antykwą, Collegium Varsoviense, conducted by Liliana Stawarz. Once again, this is a Magnificat of Polish composer Marcin Mielczewski. Music of Polish composer Marcin Mielczewski, who died in 1651. Unfortunately, we don't know when he was born. You were just listening to one of his settings of the Magnificat, as performed by Musicae Antiquae Collegium Varsaviense, conducted by Liliana Stawarz. Once again, music of Marcin Mielczewski from Poland. We continue now with music of the Spanish Renaissance. Cristobal de Morales lived from around 1500 until 1553, and we are going to listen now to a selection from a recently released CPO compact disc devoted to the Christmas motets of Cristobal de Morales. We hear Sancta et Immaculata Virginitas as performed by members of SR Renaissance Bremen, conducted by Manfred Cordes. Once again, this is a Christmas motet of Spanish Renaissance composer Cristobal de Morales.
Thank you.
You were just listening to music by the Spanish Renaissance composer Cristobal de Morales, who lived from around 1500 until 1553. That was his Christmas motet, Sancta et Immaculata Virginitas, as performed by members of Vesa Renaissance Bremen. Manfred Cortes was the conductor. Once again, music of Cristobal de Morales. We are going to conclude the first half hour of the regularly scheduled edition of Classical Discoveries with three selections from the Ecclesiastical Concerti Opus 12 by Italian composer Lodovico Viadana, who lived from 1560 until 1627 and was one of the first Baroque composers to employ the basso continuo in his works. The three selections are titled as follows. We begin with Quem Viristis Pastores, that will be followed by O Gloriosa Domino, and finally, De Cantabant Populus Israel. We hear countertenor René Jacobs along with an instrumental ensemble. Once again, these are three selections from the Ecclesiastical Concerti Opus 12 by Lodovico Viadana. You were just listening to three selections from the Ecclesiastical Concerti Opus 12 by Italian composer Ludovico Viadana, who lived from 1560 until 1627. We began with Quem Vidistis Pastores, and that was followed by O Gloriosa Domina, and finally, De Cantabam Populus Israel. In our performances, you heard countertenor René Jacobs, along with an instrumental ensemble. Once again, music of Ludovico Viadana.